Hi there! Welcome to Daily Manna. Just as our body is in need of material food, so as our soul is in need of the Word of the Lord. From time to time, I personally wash my car because going to a car wash shop this time would cost you much. Oftentimes, a four-wheeled vehicle would cost you around 250 pesos, and for a motorcycle, maybe around 100 to 150 pesos for one session of cleaning. But every time I personally wash my car, I make sure that it's so clean, both outside and inside, and I even wash thoroughly the tires of the car. When I wash my car personally, after washing, after it's dried up already, when I drive it, I make sure that I won't pass through wet grounds or places that are muddy. Why? Because I made it clean. I labored hard for it. In that same sense, when God cleansed us through the Lord Jesus Christ, He deals with our sins seriously, and He wants us to be very careful as well in not staining ourselves with sins again. No wonder John, in the book of 1 John chapter 2 verses 1 and 2, warned the believers not to sin again, and after which giving us the warning not to sin, he also gave us an understanding that when we commit a sin, probably unintentionally, we must take heart because God, Jesus Christ, stands as an advocate for us, who himself is our righteousness. Let's read it. 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. It says here, "My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world." May the good Lord bless the reading of His Word. In chapter 1 of the book of 1 John, particularly in verse 5 up to the last verse of the chapter, John spoke about God as the light. And because God is described as the light in the earlier chapter, it gives us an understanding that He does not associate Himself with anything that is done in darkness, meaning God is seriously dealing with sins. And for believers like you and me, if you have come to know the Lord and you put your faith in Him, then you are a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your sins have been forgiven. You have been made righteous. You are now cleansed by the Lord Jesus Christ's blood. And when that happened to you already, when you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, let's never forget that God deals with sins seriously. No wonder John was telling, or is telling, not only the believers in his time, but in our time today, that he's writing these things to the believers so that they may not sin. Because God is seriously dealing with sin. And as believers, as individuals who are cleansed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall also be very serious about this matter. But there are times as well that sin that we commit are somehow coming into our lives inevitably. And if we commit unintentionally, it is also clear here in the text that we have an assurance that Jesus Christ is the one advocating on our behalf before the Father. Why? Because He is the one who can tell the Father that that guy put his faith in me, and as far as what I did is concerned, I died on the cross, I let my blood shed for him, then that guy is cleansed already by my own blood. He is the one who advocates for us when we commit something. But before we proceed to that next part of Jesus being the advocate for individuals who would commit sins, as someone who was the propitiation himself on our behalf, let's take seriously what was given in the first line when John said, so that you may not sin. Because the God that we are serving is serious about that matter. And if I'm going to pack into one idea what I want us all to learn this very moment, take note of this statement. The holy nature of God, because it's described as a light in the previous chapter, the holy nature of God deals with sin seriously. Yet alongside it works the righteous Christ for believers who unintentionally commit. I'll repeat. The holy nature of God deals with sin seriously. Yet alongside it works the righteous Christ for believers who commit sins, especially unintentional sins. Because there are times that we cannot avoid that we unintentionally committed something wrong before God. But let's take note of that. The holy nature of God deals with sin seriously. Then let's also be very serious about sins. Let's avoid it. Let's treat it as something so dirty that might stain our pure cloth whenever we are newly washed, or when we are newly bathed and then we change with a white new cloth, a clean one, without any stain, without any blemish. When we walk, anywhere we may go, when we eat, when we deal with things around, when we mingle with people, we are very careful about our shirt that we will never be dirt. Why? Because we know that it is clean. We deal seriously with any dirt that might stain our clean clothing. More than that is that Jesus made us clean already. And let's deal with any sin in our life that we may not be stained by it as well. But when we commit something, God is so gracious because alongside it works the righteous Christ for believers who unintentionally commit. I'll repeat, the holy nature of God deals with sin seriously. Let's be serious about that matter. Yet alongside it works the righteous Christ for believers who unintentionally commit. We have an advocate who stands as a lawyer on our behalf. And when we put our faith in Jesus, he would tell the Father, that guy who just committed sin, I have died for his sins, past, present, and future. He sincerely put his faith on me, and he's trying to avoid sin as much as he could. But at this time, he failed. I am standing on his behalf. He has been cleansed by my blood. And with that, may we all continue to strive to maintain that cleanliness that Jesus has given all of us. I am praying that you will be preserved by the Lord himself as the Spirit of God would continue to work in your life. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for making us clean as the light that is proclaimed by John in the earlier chapter. You have shown to us, and you don't tolerate any work of darkness, anything that has to do with darkness, you hate it. And that is why this moment I pray that your children will take this matter seriously. Sin is something that God deals seriously, and we must be serious about the matter as well. And yet when we commit, we know and believe that you, Jesus Christ, is the one advocating for us. And for that, we are forever grateful to you. May you continue to bless every one of us as we proceed with anything that you have in store for us within the day. Continue to use us as a blessing to others, and continue to make us recipients of your marvelous works and deeds, that we may become witnesses of your wonderful works. We entrust to you all that we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all.